I have been doing physical therapy now for 8 months, and my wife just started this last week, and she's going to the same place that I'm going. When she got there and they found out that she was my wife, they all told her, "Your husband is a walking miracle." This is my story. Now, many of you know that fateful accident that I had on August 2nd, but you don't know the backstory, what was going on, and all the specific things that I learned that I want you to be aware of. So first of all, my wife is an operating room nurse. She's been so for about 15 years, and she's been seeing the trends in the medical industry. And around that time, she decided that she wanted to learn how to teach NFP, specifically a method called the Marquette Method. By the way, if you would like her to teach you the Marquette Method, I will put a link or a description up here or down below so that you can contact her, because it is very difficult to find a teacher. And as soon as she began kind of that process, which was a little bit slow at the beginning, she began being spiritually attacked. She began doubting the church's teaching on NFP, something that she had not done so before. She began saying, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe this is just an oppressive teaching made by white men over there in Rome just to oppress women. She began saying all these different things, things that I had never heard her say. And I began doubting and thinking, oh my gosh, is this going to destroy our marriage? Because I don't want to sin. I don't want to be led into any artificial contraception. I did not want that. I was very stressed out at the time. And that day was a day that I typically go to my parents to do some online sessions. I had a big break in the day. And so to get out some of that stress, I decided to go on a bike ride. At the time, I was doing a lot of mountain biking as a way of exercise and of getting out my stress. So I went out, and a lot of times when I'm mountain biking, I am praying for things, I'm thinking about things, and specifically I had on my mind my wife's struggles. Now that bike ride, I actually was doing great. I was feeling awesome. I was maybe going faster than normal, but I was specifically thinking about her, and I was asking God to deliver her. Well, I got to the end of the trail, a part where you stop and rest, and then you have to come back to the beginning. I'll never forget that I stopped on this bench. I prayed for 5 or 10 minutes. It was just awesome prayer. I was so in tune with the Lord. And I was praying about a lot of things. I was praying about these purgatory videos. Kind of in the back of my mind for several months at that point, I had been kind of fearfully asking the Lord to allow me to experience purgatory. I was also praying for my wife to be delivered of what I knew was a spiritual attack. Then I got up, and within 30 seconds of riding, I went on a little ramp that I fell over, landed on my head, fractured my neck, and was partially paralyzed. At that moment, I experienced this incredible burning in my arms. That's why I made the thumbnail in the way that I made it. I instantly felt like the voice of God was telling me, just accept what's happening. Don't reject. And I knew, first of all, that God was granting this sort of fearful request. I was experiencing purgatory in my arms. I knew it immediately. I knew it instantly. It did not take me any moments. And I knew at that moment that I needed to be offering that for my wife. I was there for maybe 20, 30 minutes, laying there screaming. Someone finally found me. They called my wife. They called my parents. My dad came and got the bike. They took me in the ambulance to a hospital in kind of the west part of the city. And as soon as I saw my wife, one of the first things that I told her was, I'm offering this for you, because I wanted her heart to be touched. I wanted her to see the suffering that I had to go through for her to be delivered. So first lesson here is that suffering is of immense value, and some things you can only obtain through suffering. In fact, deliverance is often and maybe only obtained through suffering. Why Jesus suffered on the cross, why you find saints having to go through sufferings, why many of you have gone through sufferings, because that's the only way that you can bring others to God. The next few weeks were filled with continued suffering, that continued burning in my hands. In fact, I made several videos about that. Some of you that have watched, they were just shorts, because I knew that I had to share it instantly. I couldn't wait till after. I didn't want to kind of connect all these dots. So what ended up happening with my wife Where is she at now, 4 months later? So kind of 4 months of all these things happening. Several medical people telling me your recovery is miraculous. What they didn't know is that you were praying for me. The holy souls in purgatory were praying for me. So many people were praying for me. But I mainly attribute this as a gift from the souls in purgatory. And the GoFundMe that was raised was unbelievable, way more than we can possibly expect. My business, my counseling practice grew tremendously, and we've had a lot of blessings. So lesson number two is the holy souls and their prayers are tremendous, and they work. They will change your life. They will change your life. They have changed mine. Now, my wife is at a process where she's nearly finishing her NFP training to be a Marquette Method teacher. She's actually beginning to take on students, which is why I said, if you're interested, please speak with her. And guess what she named her practice? Uniquely Mary NFP, after the YouTube video. So that ties it all in. God let me see her being delivered of what I believe was an attack by the enemy through the suffering that I experienced. And so I want to encourage you through this story that if you have someone in your life that is being attacked by evil, that is under the oppression of sin or of some evil spirit or something like that, as Jesus says, these and some only come out by prayer and fasting. And perhaps you can add to that intense suffering on their behalf. My friends, in this season of Advent, do not lose hope for whatever is going on in your life. Do not be afraid to take on suffering for the salvation of other people. We have been baptized into Christ. Therefore, we are other Christs here on earth. And we can save others as he did because we share in that ministry. It's not just something that God does, but God works with us and through our bodies and through the suffering that we experience. So my friends, my wife is now going to be an NFP teacher. She's getting calls all over the place. Praise God. Was it worth that all that suffering I experienced in my arms and in my neck? Would I go through it again? How could I say no? It was the worst and the greatest gift of my life. My friends, thank you so much for everything you have done for me. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.